is party time, Mom, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Chad Brather Show. We are here in the studio, which is 22. We call it the mothership, and we have a man who sits over there pushing buttons, driving the mothership into the nether regions. His name is the Puppet Master. He also goes by Mark. He sits by a young lady who is the brains of this operation, and sometimes my filter. Her name, Candice. She is the queen of the Ethiopians. Folks, we're going to go off the rails today. We're going to get into some of my favorite topics, things that make absolutely no sense. I came up with a phrase, Party Foul Steve, the other day. It is news you can use to lose, and that is the way I view.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
News you can...
No. News you can lose and never use. It doesn't matter. We're going to get into it.
All right.
News you can use to lose.
You sound so serious today.
I don't know. I'm off my meds. I'm kidding.
I thought we were going to be off the rails and you're going to come in all crazy.
Off the rails, off the meds. What could go wrong, Steve?
There you go. Bring it up a notch.
The lovely Sarah Gonzalez, the host of the news and why it matters, is sitting in the hot seat. You have no idea what we're going to talk about, do you?
I'm just going to bring it at you. I have no prep whatsoever. I'm a little concerned.
I'm going to bring it at you, girl. One thing on your Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered, you've already talked about some of this. And by the way, you need to follow her on YouTube and subscribe. Not you creepy followers out there.
I mean, I'll take them too.
You know,
You're on YouTube?
I mean, numbers is numbers.
Come on.
You never know how many windows are in your house until you hire a gutter cleaner. You know what I'm saying? We're watching. You talked about Vince Vaughn and him talking to the president at the college football national championship between the LSU Tigers and Clemson Tigers. And, I mean, you know, if the president is in, like, the world goes crazy, right?
Yeah.
They go in this thing, and, oh, my God, Vince Vaughn, cancel culture. We got to get rid of Vince Vaughn. He's horrible. The guy supported Rand Paul in the last presidential election. We know he's a libertarian. He's an outspoken guy in terms of fiscal responsibility and government, smaller government, and free speech and these kind of things. And a funny guy. Mm-hmm. I have always loved Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
He's a fast talker. I like fast talkers. And he's up there having a conversation with Trump and Melania. D&M, as I call them. Okay. Donald and Melania.
Oh, D&M. Got
D&M.
It.
D&M.
Got it.
Her name's Melania?
Yes.
With an M?
What did you think it was, Steve?
I don't know.
The first lady?
Yeah, I was thought her name was something else.
Jesus.
Miss Trump, I guess.
Ivanka's the daughter.
Ivanka, daughter.
Yeah.
What was his first wife's name?
Ivana.
Ivana. Maybe I'm still thinking Ivana. Blonde chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I mean, so lady. You knew that she was blonde, which Melania is not.
Melania's not. Okay.
This is what I deal with on the road, people. Right here. This is what I deal with on the regular. Right here. So anyway, people go nuts. You know, he's up there dabbing with Melania, and he's talking to him. God only knows what he's talking about. And then who's over on the other? Steve Scalise.
Yes,
over there.
Reached
over, shake hands with Steve Scalise. And people are losing their minds. Does this matter? Do you just decide you hate a human being because they're talking to the president of the United States? You know, just going to drop in.
I mean, yes. Nowadays, that's enough to have you canceled. That's enough to have you, you know, people won't go to your movies. People don't want to associate with you. I mean, I'm shocked that Vince Vaughn has lasted this long in Hollywood, quite frankly.
So my theory on Hollywood is this, and that is, and you're going to see something interesting happen in Hollywood because, again, bad logic, I've said it a million times, bad logic eventually falls in on itself, right?
You can't
maintain a society.
Yes.
You can't maintain a system.
You can't cancel everyone.
You can't do
eventually
that.
No eventually one's going to be able to.
In. It's a house of cards.
Yep.
So you have people in Hollywood who are grandfathered in. Hollywood's viewpoint is we just don't want any more of you coming in.
Okay.
Like you're here, sense. The Isaiah Washingtons.
Yes.
Your Vince Vaughns, as we're talking about, your Nick Searcy's.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks that are out there, Dean Cain, we were talking about.
John Voight.
My ex-girlfriend, Christy. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Christy. Swanson. Christy Swanson. These folks out there. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're just watching a Hallmark channel. Yeah, well, you know what? Give me some of that Hallmark channel money because that's the most watched network in the world. And you have folks like that who are making these movies that are, they're still Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're still in the system. Outspoken. and they are what they are. They just don't want any more coming in there. I can't tell you how many writers I know that are out there that are conservative. They're out there.
And is it a don't ask, don't tell policy?
In a big way, it is.
Yeah.
I have very good friends who are on Twitter. You follow them on Twitter, you just don't know their real names. They are some of the top writers for some of the top comedy shows that are out there.
Really?
They don't. I could list off people right now. You follow them. You don't know who they are, but you follow them. We'll talk when we get out of here.
Okay.
But you follow them. And I know exactly who they are. They're friends of mine. But they can't come out and say, boom, they have to use the pseudonym on Twitter or whatever. I get it. So I don't understand this whole thing. Like, that kind of makes me want to go sit down and talk to Trump just so you'll hate me.
Yeah.
Like, if that's all it takes, then you are a shallow human being.
Yes. Easily triggered, too.
Like, somebody wants to send you a message and say, well, I want to take your makeup off with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You're an asshole. Yeah. Like, I mean, you like your mom failed or died when you were a baby, but if somebody really reamed your butthole out and you didn't get the proper treatment afterwards, like, hey, what the hell?
Yes.
What's wrong with people out there?
But they are. We have this up and coming generation that is so weak, really, and fragile, and they can't handle anyone who disagrees with them. They just can't handle it.
It's horrible. But do people lump you into these Twitter group conversations or these Instagram group conversations, and then it's like you just got to leave the conversation because people are just blowing it up? And I'm like, why are you sending me this stuff?
Yes.
I'm not going to retweet it. It's garbage.
Yes, yes.
And so I get lumped in. And I was watching. I got lumped into some kind of kids group.
Okay.
And because I had to scroll back through Instagram or whatever. I mean, I ain't saying the porn was mine or anything. Yeah, I mean, it sounds weird when I say it, Chris.
That's how the government gets you right there. You be careful with that.
I didn't do it, I swear.
No,
it
was so in my there's Instagram these teenagers, group. And I had to scroll up in there because I'm like, what are they saying? And they're dropping N-words all over the place, just saying it to be edgy.
Yeah.
They're saying things just to be edgy. And I'm like, what is wrong? Somebody needs to beat their ass.
Yes.
Right? And that's the society we're living in these days. People are so coddled that you're going to side. The Democrats, they come out and they pass a vote. They're not going to side with the Iranian people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stick with the Iranian Khamenei. They're going to stick with this dictatorship, the supreme leader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this moron the other day puts together a compilation video of Trump doing a presser about the Qasem Soleimani death. And he does this thing of he sniffs 58 times. Oh, he's sniffing. He's sniffing. And that's the thing now. It's just like sniff after sniff. And that's the thing now is they're saying Trump's on cocaine,
yes.
Right?
Well, but they're also saying Trump is on Adderall as well.
Blah, blah, blah. Because he stays up at night. The man is highly motivated.
There are some people who just don't need that much sleep.
And there are also some people who, when they take Adderall and cocaine, are skinny. And Trump's ass is very bulbous.
That's a great point.
White bulbous. Right? No.
That's a great point.
We know you're on cocaine, Claire. That's the only way to explain the weight loss. Yeah. So anyway. Hey, Black Rifle Coffee Company, veteran-owned and operated premium small-batch roast-to-order coffee company. My favorite, made by people who love America. They import only the highest quality beans from around the world. Hey, they roast to order their coffees for you after you place your order. It ensures that you receive the freshest coffee available. Let me tell you, it is fresh. They develop their explosive roast profiles with the same mission focus they learned as military members serving this great country. You know, all Black Rifle Coffee Company blends are available in whole bean and ground varieties. They also have many of their roasts available for purchase in single-serve coffee rounds. The best way to enjoy this freedom-filled coffee is with the Black Rifle Coffee Club. I'm a member. Go get it. You choose the amount and the blends that you crave, and they will offer it to you at a special discounted price, shipped when you want it, free, directly to your home or your office. Anytime you set up the timing. This added convenience is going to allow you to keep on working hard, making America the land of the free and the home of the brave, and you'll never have to rush to the store again. You'll always have your coffee waiting on you. Wake up to America's coffee by going to blackriflecoffee.com/watchchad. You heard me right. That's blackriflecoffee.com/watchchad. Enter the discount code watchchad. You'll get a 20% off of your first order of the coffee products, and that includes the Black Rifle Coffee Club. Go do it right now. dumb, the stuff that people come up with. And there's just the hate-infused violence.
TDS does crazy
this
things.
This is one thing that happened. A yoga instructor. You would think that's a woman. It ain't. It's a man. Yoga instructor beat the hell out of a dude in the theater because that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. Is it DiCaprio?
Yes.
And Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
They were watching a screening, and a guy was on his phone. He kept messing with his phone. The yoga instructor beat his ass. He said, "You're ruining the film." So he punched him in the face, and he kicked him after he was knocked to the ground. And said that he demanded theater workers speak to this person about the phone. I mean, you go in there and they say, be polite, turn your phone off.
Mm-hmm.
You do it?
I actually do.
Yeah.
I am, this might be controversial. I don't know. I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. I am a firm believer that you ruin other people's experience if you are on your cell phone.
Agreed.
And to put it up. But I have to say, I don't go straight to the punch. I think maybe I just tap them politely on the shoulder and ask them to please stop, and usually they do.
Steve, have you ever been in a theater and just want to whip somebody's butt?
I actually think I did once, but, you know.
Take that, daddy.
But, you know, it happens. But I bet that guy thinks twice about pulling his phone out.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is true. Yeah, now he knows, you
know?
Huh?
Now he knows.
So this was Iowa City, right? This is Iowa City, and this is what happened. So... I've been pissed at people. I don't know if this ever come to blows.
Do you use your phone during the movies?
Here's the thing.
You sigh really loud.
I will. You don't know the name of the first lady. You think I'm not supposed to sigh? I have to put up with conversation. And what are we talking about?
I was asking whether or not you use
Iowa City. You were somewhere in Iowa City or something?
No, that's where I got the beat down.
I feel like
Steve's on his phone right now.
No, I'm not.
That's why he doesn't know what's going on.
I'm playing with the Chad Prather Show coins. I got a stack of them right here.
Where can we sell those at? Let's piss everybody off. Watchchad.com, buy all my stuff.
If you strategically sit in a place where you know that you're not going to be like in eye line of anyone above you, then I get it.
At the beginning of the thing, I turn the brightness all the way down.
Right, right.
And maybe about 2/3 of the way, because I'm bad about, like, they don't make good movies anymore.
Yeah.
There's no good movies anymore. I mean, really, movies are horrible. There's just no good movies.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was pretty good, though.
Okay, so, like, I could have watched, like, I enjoyed it. Just because it was well acted.
Yeah.
And like that was one of those movies that was long, but I could have watched it for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was just so well acted. It's like I was in these guys' life. Like,
right.
I was on burn on the or fly on the wall watching their life.
Yeah, I agree.
And I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun the way they did it. That and Brad Pitt, hello. So Jeopardy apologized. They put a deal out about where's the Church of the Nativity, and the lady buzzed in and said, you know, birthplace of Jesus. She said Palestine.
Mm.
And Alex Trebek, hang in there, Alex, buzzed her wrong, said Israel's correct. Of course, it's in Bethlehem. Now they're coming back and they're saying, no.
Technically.
Yeah.
And it's Palestine.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so that's something. They were not supposed to air that question. That was the deal. But somehow, somewhere, there's a producer losing their job. Somewhere, human error in post-production, the uncorrected version of the game was broadcast. We regret. And, of course, what happens? Everybody's got to get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that producer was Palestinian. I'm going to get the word out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And the reason people say, why does it matter? Because, again, everybody's getting mad. You know, this guy, Bassem Nasir, at Jeopardy, you have lost a lifetime viewer. Well, shut the front door. Oh, my God, Nasim's not watching Jeopardy anymore. I mean, you got a guy in stage 4 pancreatic cancer who's hosted the thing for 700 years. He's on his last leg. He's coming in there. He adjusts his wig, and he's the smartest guy on the planet. That is wrong. And he knows how to make you feel horrible, right? Man, what is Palestine? No.
Did their ratings go up once he was diagnosed?
They always do.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Alex.
Yeah.
Shuck it, Trebek. Yes, your mother, Trebek.
I feel like that wouldn't be such a crazy thing to get people up in arms about, though, if there wasn't this rise of growing anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't understand that either, Sarah. This whole thing, like, We were talking about on your show, News and Why It Matters, we were talking about the Bernie bros that are out there. These people are crazy. Yeah, and let me, insane. By the way, let me just say that there are some people out there on the conservative side of things that I'm scared of y'all too. And I'm not talking about these wild ass far right wingers. I'm talking about the people that 60% of what you say is right. It's that other 40% that I'm like, what the WT? What is going on with the way you're thinking? Like that Fuentes kid, that Nick Fuentes.
Yes.
Like 65% of what Nick Fuentes says, I'm like, okay. And then there's that other 35%. I'm like, bruh.
Who?
Bro. Reel that one back in. But no, he believes that.
Yeah.
Like, you people scare me. And yeah, I said you people. That's the thing. But the anti-Semitism is crazy.
Yeah.
Like when Steve pissed off the Catholics that time on the show.
That's right.
Man, everybody's like, now do Israel. Now do the Jews. Now do the Jews. Now, where's Josh Hammer? Do
I have him in my pocket? Well, see, I can't. I'm married to a Catholic, so I can do that. I just can't do the, I'm not married to a Jew.
Okay, Ivanka. By the way, who's married to a Jew?
Who is?
Ivanka.
Okay.
She converted to Judaism.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Cool. What's her husband's name?
Eric.
That's her brother. That's weird.
Oh.
But don't put it past the Trumps. They do weird stuff.
All right. Oh, there. That's right. That's Eric Trump.
Have you read the book, Candace? Have you read the book, Being Born Trump or Born Trump?
Jared Kushner. I have not.
See,
no.
I thought he was an actor.
Interesting. It's interesting. That's Jared Leto.
Well, some other Kushner is an actor, right?
Ashton.
Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher. Oh, not okay. Kushner.
I always feel like, give me a wide shot here. And let me just tell you, I always feel like I'm being punked. Like Ashton Kutcher's just going to be outside that window looking in on me and I'm being punked. And thank God nobody's ever out there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I want to say that the anti-Semitism thing freaks me out. Like it just freaks me out because the hate that you have for another person. And look, I used to be able to go off from a biblical standpoint and how the Christian church, Candace, I was going to ask you a question. I'm going to get back to it about that Born Trump. Don't let me forget about that. You know, coming from a Christian perspective, back when I did a lot of stuff with Christian churches and ministries and stuff like that, and everybody's like, they hold Israel up in some big high esteem. Like, don't you dare say anything bad about Israel because Jesus was black and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, whoa. And there's no question about it. Like, my manager is Jewish. I have a public relations firm. They're Jewish. They're all in Hollywood. Of course they're Jewish, right? They are. And I give them a hard time. I love to stir them up. And I'm like, you realize the Jews are responsible for more deaths than anybody else, right? And they're like, how can you say that? And I'm like, because Karl Marx was a Jew. And he wrote the Communist Manifesto. And of course, communism has killed more people in history than anything else. So, you know, you guys want to talk about the Holocaust with your 6 million. Well, let me just tell you about the 100 million that Karl Marx is responsible for. And he's Jewish. And they're like, oh, you can't say that. And I'm like, oh, I can. I can. Let me buy your dinner. But that's not, I mean, that's just me bantering and having a good time and making people think about things. But I'm not going to come out there and be like, kill the Jews.
Right.
Good God, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well,
I don't say that about Iranians.
No.
Like,
but,
I'm very pro-Iranian people.
Right, right.
Even though they're sending me death threats in Noodle Dot.
I got one of them emails this morning.
You got a Noodle Dot?
Yeah, I deleted it. I didn't open it.
Oh, man. I love responding to the Noodle Dots like I know what they're talking about. Like, I love being on the roof of buildings. Oh, you want to throw me off of one? Oh, sorry. If the noodle had been over here, I'm just bad on my Rorschach test is what it is. Hey, it's easy to make the same old New Year's resolutions that won't stick, so I want you to change it up this year and use LegalZoom to do something impactful in your life. Let's make a difference. Do something with you. Make 2020 the year you officially start your business. You can finally get your will or your living trust sorted out. And over the past 19 years, LegalZoom has helped more than 4 million people. They provide the resources you need to confidently resolve your personal and business legal needs. You can get started quickly online, and if you have questions or need advice, they have the right people to help you out. LegalZoom, it's not a law firm, so you can count on their network of independent attorneys for advice at the right price. Since they don't charge by the hour, make 2020 a year you'll remember for the right reasons. Use LegalZoom to help you out. Go to LegalZoom.com today. Enter the promo code WATCHCHAD in the box at checkout for special savings. That's LegalZoom.com. Promo code WATCHCHAD. LegalZoom, where life meets legal. on Trump is an interesting little deal. Like, they're trying to insult the kids. Like, this is what's wrong with the Trump family because they were born with privilege. And if you read the back cover of the thing, and it's really not a lot of words in the book. It's really kind of spaced out. It's kind of like used big font, all right, to sell a book. Now, on the back, there's a funny little story about Donald Trump, and they have Donald Trump Jr., and he's a baby, and Ivana is like, what do we name him? And she's like, I don't know. You pick a name. And she's like, let's name him Donald Jr. And Don goes, yeah, but what if he's a loser?
Damn.
And it didn't matter because she was going to get $280,000 per kid. And it's like, you read this stuff, and I'm like, knowing Donald Trump's humor now,
yeah,
like, I can see where he'd be like, yeah, but what if he's a loser? Have y'all not watched The Apprentice? Have you not? Well, I'm like, he fired good people on there. Like, nah, you're out. Sorry. I know you've built a quarter of a $1 billion empire, you know, being a successful music star, but yeah, you're fired. Do you see, you know, the Ring, and we're going to go through this. We're going to get through it quick because we got to move. Those Ring, you have the Ring doorbell things? You'd need it because you get some creepy ass stuff.
I know. We were going to upgrade, but we're waiting till we move to our new house.
Yeah. So the so thing, I like, I love it. The fact that I have cameras all over my house and people come up.
We have cameras in the house, but
I can see it. Like, it lets me know they're approaching my home.
Right. I have Ring cameras everywhere outside my house. I'll know if you come in.
So there was somebody that hacked into the Ring device at this house in Alabama. Alabama man, normally it's Florida man, filed a class action lawsuit against Amazon and the security product, claiming the camera system is fatally flawed because somebody hacked into it and was messing with their kids. Like the person talking to their 8-year-old daughter, and she's in the room by herself, and they use the Ring thing, says, I'm Santa Claus, don't you want to be my best friend? Like, yeah, that's crazy. So thing is, people, if they, you know, username and password, you might guess it, you might be able to log into the whole thing. And like, yeah, that's kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna come find you and beat your ass kind of thing. Like, I'm going all yoga instructor Iowa City on you in the theater.
Oh, absolutely. And then some.
Yeah.
You're not just getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
You're punching the dick.
And here's
Whoa.
I'm channeling my inner mama bear. It's anyway. What happens when you mess with my kid. Just remember that.
I'm surprised you didn't say
I'm going to cut you. That's what I was expecting.
Are you going to watch that crap with Stu Bergier?
Yeah, I am.
Stu Does America. I can't wait for it.
Which sounds strangely like a porno, but apparently it's not.
They should do like 70s. Never mind. He comes in like dressed like a copier. I'm here to fix your copier. How's your Ring device?
He's got some big butterfly collars.
I'm excited to see Stu's new show. It starts. So he's going to launch that sucker out January 21st. You can get it at Blaze TV, of course, on YouTube as well. I'm excited about that.
He looks only partially excited in this picture.
I know. Well, Stu, he's very he's very suave and deboner.
Yeah. Deboner.
Deboner.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Stu. He's kind
of out of a Hallmark
like
movie.
Like, Stu is smart. And he's an intellectual, and he's a free thinker. He's a very good picture taker. He takes a good, decent picture. But in real life, I'd still hit it. Amazon wants to patent a device that IDs shoppers by their hand. Well, we haven't. That's new. And, you know, we've heard about that for
a fingerprint?
Nothing new. So Amazon owned Whole Foods. Did you know Whole Foods was owned by Amazon?
Yes.
So they've been, you know, the little guinea pig for biometric technology, you know, handful of little vending machines. I will say, like, I don't think that's, people say, that's the mark of the beast. Okay.
You're going to implant a computer under your skin.
Okay, Mom, look here.
I don't want to be chipped.
Look here,
I don't either.
Oh, chip me. Follow me. Uh-uh. Find me in the wilderness. Mm-mm. Did you see that guy who was in the wilderness and he set his house on fire? His wood stove. He's been living up in the middle of nowhere, like in the Arctic. And he's got his little cabin and he had a wood burning stove. And you know what he did? He burned some cardboard, set the whole place on fire. And then he lived in the elements for like 30 days, just eating food and what he could scrounge up. And he put SOS until somebody happened to see it.
Wow.
Taxpayer dollars, man.
Yep.
Saving you morons. But like I get it. You know, there's some extremists out there. My mother was always, don't you ever let them put a chip in you. Wouldn't it be convenient if that guy had been chipped and they could have just found him? Like, there he is. Like, hey, has anybody heard from Earl in a while?
I mean,
you know what? He moved up to the third parallel.
They could take that same concept and put a chip, and you could carry it around in your hand. It wouldn't have to be in. Oh, wait.
Oh, it's called super pre-cooter. Is that a nude on the front of your phone there, Stephen?
No.
There it is. See, that's why folks need to be not listening, but watching on YouTube. Nude. Look at that. Oh,
she's a Catholic. Oh, hey, you hey.
Catholic girl starting much too late.
That's it.
Sooner or later, it comes down to fate. You might as well be the one.
I know we have to go through these only quickly, but you do bring up an interesting point about convenience. So how much are you willing to sacrifice for convenience,
okay, so
right?
It's a cost-benefit analysis. Pay? Like if you walked up to a machine to get your bang energy drink and just slap that phone against it, just knock it, and it's like, bing, bing, and there it is.
I did it.
I love it.
I did it again. Just to, I didn't even need another drink, but I did
just wanted to watch
it work.
I
wanted to do it.
Like, oh, that's cool.
So now do I want you to put a piece of rice in me and chip me? No, I don't want that. But
it's like with the Alexa thing, right?
But the whole thing is, I mean, they're already listening in. They already got you. You got a phone. They're listening in. If you haven't seen the Snowden movie, watch the Snowden movie about Edward Snowden. It's scary, the stuff that they can just funnel right on through, and they come right to your device. That's why I keep a Band-Aid over my computer monitor and, right over the...
It's going straight to China.
Right over
China is collecting data on every single American.
TikTok.
Your kids are watching this TikTok crap, and you know what? China, it runs TikTok. You know why there's no algorithms? Because they want all the friggin' information. Mm-hmm. And these kids are sitting there watching these 9-second videos, and their brains, you can literally watch them melt out of their ears. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm watching TikTok. How many times can you... I can't get it. I am a social media phenomenon. Right,
I saw you on TikTok this week.
I know. I'm on TikTok.
I wasn't.
But I got these little kids who are dancing around and stuff, and they're getting millions of hits on this stuff.
Yeah.
I actually videoed the dog walk around the couch, walk back, walk back, walk back, and then go, and it was set to the music, and I was like, "Damn!"
13 million views.
No, I got 13 views. I'm like, what do these kids have? Come on, China, whore me out. I've already sold my soul. Come on, China. That's a good. That's another T-shirt. Come on, China. Whore me out. So I don't know. Nobody's getting a chipped. I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet. You're not chipping everybody. And it ain't the mark of the beast. That is not the mark of the beast. Stop
everybody
with this.
Everybody knows that's 666.
Well, it's good to know that Steve knows how to interpret good Oriental Eastern thought from the Book of Revelation. Yes, they are an Oriental peoples. If you guys had gone to school, you would know that that is considered Oriental. We're not talking about Asian. Okay, Domino's Pizza's pissing off Italy. They're going to put 880 stores across the European nation by 2030. Why don't you just open them up tomorrow? Why wait 10 years?
Wow, that's
business,
ballsy.
That's a business plan.
That is really bold.
Alessandro Lazzaroni, that is the CEO of Domino's in Italy. They're going to open up the chains. Have you eaten a lot of food in Italy?
No, I've never been to Italy.
Who?
It's hit or miss.
Really?
It's hit or miss.
Really?
You got to go to the right places.
Right. Well, I mean, just like America, right?
And that's the other thing. You go to Mexico and you're like, I want Mexican food. And then you get there and you're like, I've never had this shit.
Yeah, no, you don't. No, you don't. Unless you want to end up.
Don't y'all have a Ruth's Chris?
With an amoeba in the hospital, Mexican
and
hospital,
trust me,
like
I've been all over the South American countries, and I've told you the story. I'd be out there pulling teeth up in the villages and throw them on the ground, and the chickens eat them, and that night you're eating chicken and rice. So, anyway, Domino's, which, by the way, Domino's is my pizza of choice if I'm going to have delivery. What's yours?
You like Papa pizza? John's.
And Papa John's
right. I don't eat. I mean, but I'll eat the toppings.
You eat the toppings. But I got tired of Papa John's sauce. And Domino's used to suck.
The garlic sauce?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Domino's redid their crust, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, I still don't like the garlic crust on the Domino's. I like their Brooklyn style deal, but Domino's makes a better. They redid it. Basically, I love that marketing thing because Domino's came out and said, hey, we suck.
Yeah.
We've sucked for quite a while now, and we're sorry for sucking. And so we're going to make a better pizza.
Do you think the Domino's pizza in Italy will be better than the Domino's pizza in the United States?
That's always fascinated me. The first time I ever went to Moscow, they had just opened up McDonald's. This was 1994 in Moscow. And you want to talk about some shitty, shitty food. Listen, those people, we were talking about that the other day. We were in the van. People were talking about eating fish and stuff like that. And they were talking about the worst things they've eaten. I'm like, I have eaten some stuff in my life. But you go down into the metro, into the subway in Moscow, and they have a barrel with salted fish, the whole fish, the whole fish. And it's got the head, it's got the tail, got the fins, got the whole deal on there. Huh. It's salted and dried out, and you buy it for a ruble, a couple of rubles, and then you just peel it like layers. It just peels off from the skin down through the layers, and you eat it like potato chips. It's like a little snacky delicacy. They don't have a 7-Eleven over there. Suffice to say, I was there 15 days. I needed some McDonald's in my life, right? So I ate McDonald's 5 times in 15 days. I ate McDonald's. Steve knows I love my McDonald's. They're fantastic. But I was sitting there saying then, I was like, how in the hell do they keep it consistent? How does McDonald's in Thailand taste exactly the same?
So it does.
As the one in Cincinnati.
Wow.
And so I'm assuming, because it's pretty consistent. There's slight variations to it. Yeah.
Well, they have a different menu, though. Their menus are different.
Oh, I love going like to Spain. You know, the first thing we did in Spain is we went to the Burger King and got a beer.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you get off in, I forget what city we were in. This was last year. We jumped off and went into, what city was it? But all over Europe is that way. You go in there, they got a beer. Spain's great for that.
In fast food places.
Yeah.
Huh.
I went to a well-known fried chicken place in America, but I went in Dubai. But their fried chicken was a lot smaller than any chicken I'd ever eaten. Like the chicken legs.
They probably don't use all the steroids and stuff that we use in our chicken.
All the pieces of chicken were really small.
Now, you guys know Sean Foster and I, Bougie Sean and I, we love our chicken. We've got a whole show on our YouTube channel, my YouTube channel. I own it because I'm white. On my YouTube channel called Yardbirds, we eat chicken everywhere. Me and Sean, we eat chicken everywhere. We love it. I don't like big old fat puffy chicken pieces. Like if I go get chicken wings, I can't stand that big old, because it's steroided
up.
It just freaks me out.
You know.
And let me tell you another thing. If you ever go to Buffalo Wild Wings or any other place for that matter, and they say, do you want it double fried? Yes. Let me tell you why. Got a friend of mine who took a big old bite into a chicken wing, and it popped on him, and the pus went everywhere.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, there was a bubble of pus. It was not completely fried. That happens with chickens, by the way. There's a reason I don't eat thighs, because I used to clean them. And let me just tell you, he ate into it, and a big old bubble of pus went.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm eating tonight at No Frills? Chicken. Because nothing grosses me out. I don't get grossed out. Nothing grosses me out.
I don't know what that says about
you,
Chad.
How many times this arm's been up a cow's ass?
That's kind of...
That's another t-shirt right there.
That's, you know, my wife's worked in the operating room for 20-something years. I worked in the operating room. So the conversations we have at the dinner table, like our kids grew up with it too. Nothing grosses them out. They eat through it, and we're just talking about all that blood and pus and guts.
So, like, is the new Dracula show, have you watched that on Netflix or anything like that? Like, I haven't watched it, but it's a series. I want to see it. Pretty got some gore and graphic and stuff like that. And Jay's like, we can't watch it while we're eating. I'm like, we never watch TV unless we're eating. Because I don't stop unless I'm eating.
Right.
You know, if we're having a meal, we've got the TV on. You know how it is. We're Americans. And she's like, and I'm like, that grosses you out? Yeah. So anyway, tomato, who cares? Russian company, they're going to freeze your dead body so you can be resurrected later. Get in line, Jeffrey Epstein. That's old news.
That sounds like Dracula.
Yeah.
What?
He's never been frozen. I did just Russia. Get back from Forks, Washington. I went up there. I visited the treaty line where the werewolves and the vampires.
Really?
I did, yes.
Where's that at?
I saw the treaty line.
Forks, Washington.
Then I went over to the coast, to the tippy part of the country.
Wow.
You could see Russia from my front porch. So anyway, do you want to get frozen?
Vampires are Russian, aren't they?
Do you want to get resurrected, Steve? That's like on Monday we were talking about or on Tuesday of last week we were talking about the nematode worm, which they've done experiments on there where you can live. They're making it live like 5 times longer than its lifespan, and they're trying to figure out, do we want to do this to humans? And I'm like, yeah, but what if like you start giving me that, like I age to like 80 or 90, and now I got to live 5 more lifetimes at 90?
So
and I got to listen like Bernie Sanders.
Rather be frozen and resurrected or just live that entire span of time. So,
well, they freeze you once you're dead. I think that's the deal.
Once you're dead, you're dead. You can't undead you.
But let's look at this. $36,000 for the whole body or $15,000 for just the brain alone. I don't know.
I don't want my brain in someone else's body.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
No.
It would still be a however old you are. The cells are that old. Can they rejuvenate those cells?
I mean, yes. Probably the idea is that at some point they'll be able to.
And look at that body.
I'm good.
Anyway, lawyer for Epstein's ex-cellmate calls for probe into destroyed footage. Well, right after that, there it is.
It's funny that a guy in jail will talk about a probe.
Lawyer for Epstein, they want a probe. Destroyed that footage. Ex-cellmate, that's right, was a probe. So, it's interesting. Yeah, there's some facility accidentally saved footage from another floor instead of from the cell shared by Epstein and Tartaglioni.
Accidentally.
A lot of accidentals going on.
All coincidence.
Top secret UFO files could cause grave damage to national security.
Wait, what?
Now that's legit.
UFOs scare me.
Department of Defense, top secret classified briefings and a classified video about UFO incident. U.S. Navy acknowledged the existence of the information, which concerns a 2004 encounter between a USS Nimitz and strange unknown aerial objects.
Huh.
Back to Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's up and running.
So real videos of unidentified flying objects, which doesn't mean they're aliens.
Right.
Doesn't mean that.
They're just unidentified.
So that's the whole deal. Navy said it discovered certain briefing slides that are classified top secret. Review of these materials indicates that they are currently and appropriately marked as classified top secret under Executive Order 13526.
Hmm.
And that if you release those materials, it could cause exceptionally grave damage to the national security of the United States.
That's not what they're worried about.
What are they worried about?
They're worried about all of a sudden it changes everyone's belief in their existence and religion and everything, and that'll cause chaos.
Now, Steve and his mother's watching, and I have your back, darling. Steve said, Mom, if you were born in like Pakistan, you'd be a devout Hindu. If you were born in Saudi Arabia, you'd be a devout Muslim. She's like, no, I wouldn't. I would be a Christian.
Aww.
What do you think?
We did have a conversation that went very similar to that.
Aww.
You just think that devout people are devout.
Yeah, I think devout.
Like if you lean towards religion, like you're automatically going to go with the one that's at hand.
Yeah.
Forget any form of a conversion experience or anything like that.
I'm not saying that there people don't convert from one religion to another. I know that happens, mm-hmm. but it's luck of the draw where we're born at.
Something like that.
I mean,
could be divine destiny, but I mean, whatever.
I'm not worshiping Buddha or nothing, but
yet
that fella eats good. Probably eating fried chicken.
No, that is his Aunt Shirley, reincarnated because the Russians froze her body and didn't have a place to put her brain.
Probably has really good potato salad.
They brought her back on the UFO. The Nimitz has veritable evidence from 2004. Epstein, however, we don't have a damn clue what happened to that guy. Yeah. Hey, a famous movie villain once said, you introduce a little anarchy, upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. Truer words have rarely been spoken. History's demonstrated that truth repeatedly. Stock market crash, terrorist attack, power goes off longer than you expect. These things happen without warning. And when it's breaking news, it's too late to prepare. Now, you're in a panic scramble to avoid the chaos. Here's one thing you should do right now. Build an emergency food supply, and the one I trust and use is My Patriot Supply to do it. Get started with a two-week food kit. This week, you can save 40% on the food kits when you go to my special website, preparewithchad.com. These kits include breakfast, lunches, dinners. They're going to last up to 25 years in storage. Hey, I hope you never have to use them, but you'll have them. And they arrive fast to your door with guaranteed two-day delivery. Those that know what's coming are preparing today. You should too. Go to preparewithchad.com. Save 40% right now. That's preparewithchad.com. Anyway, so that's let's talk about one more thing. Kansas man. That's one you don't hear very often. Mm-mm. Wants to settle ugly custody battle with trial by combat using Japanese swords.
Oh, I am for this.
I am too.
That's
kind of Game of Thrones stuff,
right there. He told his ex-wife, he threw down the gauntlet to his ex-wife and her attorney. Wants court permission to settle their child on the field of battle. He wants to settle this child custody case with a sword. This guy is 40. You don't think people are weird, man? My God, people are weird. So Dave Ostrom, he's 40.
That may
he
not.
Probably follows me on. He's probably watching Dave. Dave, call me. I want you on the show, dude.
I wonder why it didn't work out. Yeah. Marriage.
Yeah, you wonder why she filed for divorce and maybe wants to keep the kid away from your home.
Yeah, it may not work out well for him.
Sweet God. Dave Ostrom, you know what's funny? I talk about these people on the podcast, then they reach out to me. Right? I hear about these things. Like, it's weird. You forget the reach that you have on social media. This guy, and I'm going to keep this. I'm going to do a truck rant about this one right here. This is a good one. So coming up. Because that's just these are when the jokes write themselves. Yeah. So Dave, if you're watching, I want you on the show. You don't have to come in. Please God, don't come in. I promise you, don't come
in.
We
have security.
We have a Scottish Highlander though that literally works here, and he's not even security. He's just Glenn Beck's assistant.
Do we assume he knows how to work a sword?
Who?
Craig.
Yeah. Craig can work anything.
Yep. Okay. I'm thinking
Craig
Highlander.
Is listening. Craig can work anything. Craig comes in when the queen comes in. Craig doesn't have to stand up. That ought to tell you right there how far up Craig is. I'm not even joking. Like, that's how high up he is in the British world. And he's Scottish. Queen comes in. Bitch, my kingdom. Bitch, my kingdom. You on my turf.
You don't have
be
to stand
glad
up
I'm sitting
either,
there.
Though.
If I'm standing up, that means some shit's going down. It's true, man. Craig, I'm gonna get Craig. We gotta get Craig on the show.
Oh, I would love that.
Gotta get Craig on the show. It's taken him a little while to warm up to me. Before, really? I was a little nervous. Still a little nervous. Let's be honest. It's Glenn Beck's executive assistant we're talking about. Yes, Glenn has a male that can kill you with his thumbnail. He'll rip it out of his own cuticle and cut your throat with it, and put it back.
Somehow it regenerates.
So Dave Ostrom, if you're watching, I want to Skype you in. I want to talk about what you're... He says, I now wish to give them the chance to meet me on the field of battle where I will rend their souls from their bodies. He said this shit.
Oh my God.
He wanted to delay the trial for 3 months so he could obtain Japanese samurai swords ready for his plan to combat. You can get those at the mall, bro.
He needed training. He wanted to go through some
stores.
Training.
It's like the throwing star / vape stores in the mall. They sell samurai things, and they got like remote control stuff too.
When I was a kid, they couldn't sell stuff like they sell in the mall today at the...
You remember that?
Chinese
Steve? Those were good days. Throwing stars. I used to go buy that crap at the mall, dude.
Yeah,
nunchucks.
Yeah.
They knock your shit out. You just knock yourself
they
out.
They did away with that, and then now they brought it all back.
That's how we used to eliminate the ignorance that was in the world. Like, these nerdy guys in their parachute pants would go in there, and they would buy nunchucks, and they would walk out into the carport at home and kill themselves. And these days, we're like, honey, don't do your nunchucks without your helmet.
Did you have a pair of parachute pants? Don't lie.
Yes, of course.
Okay. I had one pair.
I wore them once. Fly. I said a hip hop, a hippie to the hippie to don't stop the rocket, did the bang bang, but you get it anyway.
But my
I want to hang on to this. We're going to do a truck rant about it.
I'm going to guess he's not represented by an attorney.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. I am here to represent myself, Your Honor.
He's pro se.
He's one of those citizens of the world.
Yeah.
Like, when they get pulled over, they don't have to answer to anybody but like the constable. They're just a citizen of the world.
I will rend your soul from your body. Oh my God, she married this guy and procreated.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Dave Ostrom, go to the mall, buy yourself some nunchucks, and never produce again.
I want to rend your soul from your body.
Texas teacher, I saw this article, and we're going to shut up and get out of here. Texas teacher puts rape question on homework assignment. Did you see that deal?
No.
I didn't see this.
What?
Now, what kind of rape question are we talking about?
It's down in Houston.
Oh my God, here we go.
I say Texas.
Yeah.
This is Houston. All right. Clyne Collins High School. And I know you're watching. I know you're watching. Craig is watching too. That's why I'm not worried about you. Texas School District forced to take corrective action over an inappropriate homework assignment in which students were asked about rape during a lesson on DNA. So 90 biology students. It was high school. Here was the question. Susie was assaulted in an alley and is a victim of rape. The police collected a sample of sperm that was left at the crime scene and now have three suspects in custody. Which of the suspects raped Susie?
That's you don't have enough information. This is a critical thinking question.
Those are some weird math problems, dude. So there's
maybe
more
that was
to
one
it,
of
Steve.
The options.
Students had to choose which of the three samples matched the original DNA material. Steve's over there going, hey, man, where's somebody donate some of them samples? Hey, Klein High School, this is Steve Powell, party foul. You want to tell me?
It ain't rape if you yell surprise.
I'm going to go out here to my AIR stream, make you a margarita, knock them horns off. You know what I'm talking about?
Now we're going to get in trouble for rape jokes. All right.
I'm not.
Oh.
I don't get in trouble for anything. I get a talking to. And then a very official email. But, I mean, this is where we're at. That's where we're at. It's upsetting. I know girls this age, just the thought, they know that rape is forced non-consensual sex, and that upsets them.
What grade is this again?
It's high school. It's the parent of a 10th grader. So, you know, you're typically Cookie Von Haven. Now, if that ain't a Texas name right there.
Cookie Von Haven.
Parent of her 10th grader. 10th grade. Cookie Von Haven. Cookie Von Haven's a big fan of the show. Cookie Von Haven. Like, oh, honey, you know what I'm talking about. The higher the hair, closer to Jesus. Cookie Von Haven. She said, that's why I can't fathom a teacher putting that on a test. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the teacher have to get that approved by the school board or teachers or something to put that in there?
It's a biology class.
Mr. Superintendent, my name is Cookie Von Haven. And I am just upset because my girls, they don't know things like this. Just the thought. I mean, can you imagine? They know that rape is forced non-consensual sex. That upsets them. And you're going to ask them about samples. And I got some guy named Party Foul Steve sending me private messages on the Facebook, and I just don't like it anymore. We don't know who raped Susie, and God bless her, we're going to pray for it. Prayer meeting on Wednesday night about Susie, because, I mean, you know, their family's just been through so much in this last year. You know, grandma Mahadej died of a cancer. And now, the Von Havens just know, look, we celebrate Christmas. We put the animals out there at the manger every year, and PETA comes down there, and we're like, look, they have access to a water source. And we believe in a very white baby Jesus with blue eyes.
Hey, Candace, do they have Zoloft in a IV form?
I'm currently on hold with CVS.
We can just hang a bag next to Chad today.
Cookie Von Haven. And Dana Duplantier. I know Dana. Dana. She was Dana back in school, but she's Dana now. She done gotten a little high up there, you know what I mean? She married Jesse, who was over there. He owns the bank. Now, he didn't own it, but his daddy owned the bank, and he did all that. And he just kind of, daddy died of a heart attack. They're like, well, who's going to run the damn bank, Jesse? Well, it's gone to hell, people, but that's okay. They got UFOs out there, and the Nimitz has the footage right there. Freeze my body. You know why? Because I want to come back to a world where shit has exponentially grown into more ignorance and stupidity. Call me Cookie. Sarah Gonzalez, the host of the News Invited Matters. I will meet you on the field of battle. I will rend your soul from your body.
Please don't.
Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Let's ask you an honest question before we go.
Oh, God.
How filtered is your unfiltered?
It's a little filtered. I mean, it's a little. Well, you know, because I know my audience.
Yeah.
And even when I bleep an F word, an F bomb, I bleep it. And they're like, I really don't appreciate that. I thought that you were better than that.
I thought you were a Christian.
Yeah.
I really thought, you know, Cookie Von Haven said, you got to watch Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. She is a Christian. She loves the Lord. And I just believe that she is someone for the future of our children who can always be counted on to speak logically to these issues.
That's me.
I'd watched a video by Chad Prather the other day, and he was talking about that vagina candle that Gwyneth Paltrow has put out, and apparently it smells like her pussy. But I just could not watch it because I'm like, there are so many pressing issues. We still have not figured out who did that to Susie. Why can't we talk about real issues, politics? He's talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's candle pussy. Becky Von Haven. And by the way, folks, I'm dead sober. That's what's crazy. I am dead stone sober.
It's true.
Another episode of the Chad Prather Show. Undrugged. I mean,
there's no drugs or anything.
Undrugged. This is Chad Prather unfiltered.
Tyler, our CEO called me on the phone last night. He's like, you know, you might want to tone down when you say some of that thing. And I'm like, yeah, no, Tyler. No, we're just going to keep saying it. Just going to keep saying it. You're going to keep calling. You're going to keep reprimanding. And I'm like, I don't know. It's a bad thing. Like, I'm trapped in this body. I am trapped in this body. Maybe they froze somebody's brain years ago, and that's what's in my head. I don't want to say the things I say. I just say them.
I'm glad to hear he watches.
I think he gets reports.
Oh.
I can tell you this. He never watches this deep into the show. So go to Party Foul Nation and get fit chased and go to watchchad.com.
Oh, there's
and you
a
can get all my t-shirts and stuff. This is an American Hat Company hat. And
I think we got them all.
And don't forget to subscribe to Blaze TV. Don't be the douchebag that sends me the message saying I would watch it, but I don't trust YouTube. Then pay for it. Go to blazetv.com. And by the way, we're going to do this. I'm making a prophetic decision. It could be the chip in my wrist, but I am making a prophetic decision. This is going to happen. We're going to start doing this little podcast thing we do, right? These podcasts. And then we're going to take the extra 10 or 15 minutes afterwards that you can only get behind the paywall. And let me tell you, it's going to be some Cookie Von Haven up in this bitch. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to get real with it. Cookie Von Haven. People are like, I just wonder what it's like to just live with you all the time. It makes you want to eat a bullet is what it wants you to do. It makes you want to eat a bullet. You know that, who's that? Oh, God. You got a friend in me. What's that? Who sings that song? The guy from Toy Story? You know, he's forever been around. You got a friend in me.
God, I know it. John, no.
Nope.
Oh, Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
There we go.
So Randy sings a song from way back in the 70s called Short People Got No Reason to Live. Short people got no...
Short no people. Way.
It does a whole deal. Yeah, so it's a very well-known song. It's been around forever, back all before right. people got offended. So I just got a text message from my pastor's wife. Sounds weird to say. Who had just shown my mother that song, right? And they were laughing about it. And she's like, my mother didn't... She never heard that song. She didn't know it. And she's like, have you heard of it? She goes, my mother's like, oh, send it to Chad. Like, I've never heard of it. I am the king of culture. Steve don't know who the president's married to, but by God, I do.
Melania Trump.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day, guys.
I will tell you this about Steve. That means he hasn't been going Googling Melania nude, right? Like That's all of you perverts have been.
No, I don't.
He just uses first lady.
Yeah, first lady
nude. Much easier.
That's what I call her. She my first lady. I go home, I'm like, hey, girl, what you want to eat? She's like, I don't know what you want to eat. And I'm like, baby, I don't know. You the first lady. You the first lady. You know, like the bishops at the church. That's what I was going to say is I've been singing black people all week. My black people got, every time I'm around Sean, black people got. That'll be a fun little sound clip if I finish that song right. No yeah, reason. Nah, to,
probably you know, not.
Exactly. Here comes the voice of reason.
No, the other day somebody posted a you know, the MASH, the TV show? And I just commented, they said something about it, and I said, suicide is painless.
Right.
And they freaked out.
That's the name of the song.
That's the name of the theme music, the song.
Yeah, wow. The MASH theme from back in the 70s, that's the name of the song, Suicide is Painless. So there's no words to it.
They educated themselves.
Your people got... No reason to. All right, I got to get out here and see what my first lady wants for. You ever go to the black church?
No.
I used to preach in the black church. They loved me over there.
I bet they did.
Oh, yeah. We shuck it. Shuck the corn, man. Be done. You'd be standing on 6 inches of your pants, legs, stuff, and just sweated them off. And they just stand up there like bobble heads. And you sit down. And all the bishops got a first lady. I want to be a bishop.
You look good in one of those neon suits.
Look at me like Jet Magazine. I'm like Jet Magazine. Up in here.
Reverend Swindle come out
when of here. When I go into Dave Chappelle. Jet Magazine. A Reverend a Swindle. All right, that's all I got to say today. Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Sure to subscribe and do all that stuff and leave us a 5-star rating. I don't care how offended you're. Like, if you're offended, like, you should, like, like, just know that we're defending free speech, mm-hmm. right? Like, what's yours my too? Phrase, Candace? I'd love it if you said it. I'm not going to say it, you know, you'll have to bleep something, but like, I'm going to put it on a shirt. And I sent it to Allison. Allison's like, oh, where the hell you think you're going to market that?
I'll give you this one. You can say it. Yeah. I'll let you say it.
I want a t-shirt that says, let's free speech the f*** out of this. As offensive as that is, it's still true.
Let's do it.
It's true.
Yep.
Go back and watch old episodes. I talk about the cussing thing because you people get so... Y'all still haven't figured out Susie's rape. So I don't want to hear you talking about... bad words. They're hers. People know. I'm like, why? Why are there 38 text messages on my phone right now? From 38 people in an hour?
I was trying to tell you to wrap it up.
Look, I know... I know that there are people out there that you want to prove to your friends you know me. I had a kid call me the other day. I won't say his name. He knows me. I'm longtime friends with the family. And he texts me. He's like, hey, it's me. Says his name. This is a kid, right? Hit me up when you get a chance.
No.
You know, immediately you're like, are your parents in an accident? I mean, what's the deal? He sends a message to my wife. Hey, have Chad hit me up when he gets a chance. I'm like, okay, this I'm going to go. And I'm like, everything okay? You all right? Hadn't heard from the kid in 2 years, right? No, I just want to hang. Just want to talk. I know you're busy, but he texted me a little while ago and he goes, this was last week. He just texted me a little while ago and he's like, hey man, hit me up when you, let me read it, because you think I'm lying.
Let's just put him on blast.
You think I'm lying to you. Oh, there's Graham Allen. Get a job, punk!
Hit me up when you get a chance.
Here you go. This episode is what we'll call
a minute, could you give me a call? Nothing urgent. Just need to pick your brain for a second. No, you're busy, but just when you get a chance would be really great. I'm sure it would be. I am absolutely sure. But you know what? My brain is freshly picked, my friend. Freshly picked. What are you going to do with it? I charge for my time, sir.
That's right. They just want to check up with you. I get
no. They're sitting there with a buddy, going, "I can get him on the phone."
I don't get any of those, but I'll get, "Hey, buddy, I hadn't heard from you in a while. I just want to check in on you," and I tell them where to go subscribe and watch.
Now, don't get me wrong; it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in a position where people can do that kind of thing. But it also, don't abuse that. Mm-hmm. Don't abuse it because I'm still a human being. And you're gonna text my wife. That's why I'm throwing you under the bus. You're gonna text my wife.
Yeah,
that's. And you're really gonna like, you have those for like emergency purposes.
Yeah,
those numbers, and you just really are gonna. You know what? I think you raped Susie. I love y'all. God bless. Talk to you next time. Bye.